Jay Radliff joins us now from daytradefund.com. Back at it. Jay, good morning. Welcome in. Thanks for being here.
So do you select the bumper music or does your producer?
My producer does.
I am super impressed. I like your producer. Thank you. That's good music.
She's new, and she has been here since this past Monday. And her name is Mackenzie, and she's going to be a rock star. She's learning from producer Blake right now. He's got some other things he's going to be doing for iHeart here in Birmingham. So good news for both of these funks. And Mackenzie, say good morning to Jay Radliff.
Good morning, Jay Radliff.
Now turn your microphone on first. Still learning. There she goes. All right.
Good morning, Jay Radliff.
Good morning. I you don't sound old enough to enjoy that kind of music, but for a guy like me, I really appreciate it. So thank you for doing that for us.
All right. Let's talk about this whole Trump situation. I got to get your thoughts on this. It's been a minute since you and I talked since your vacations, mm-hmm. and we're back together now. But I got the news. My sister reached out and said, hey, did you hear? I'm like, what's going on? She goes, Trump was shot. And I'm like, what? Where were you when you got the news or heard about it?
I was in the car heading down to the convenience store. We're in Savannah, and flipped on like Fox News and had heard it. And of course, at the airport, I would work with the Secret Service all the time. Anytime that we would have a presidential visit or a presidential candidate visit, and I know that like when President Reagan or anybody else would come in, the advance team we would work with, and they were everywhere. They were checking everything, mailboxes, trash cans. They were looking at the sewer covers. They looked at buildings. I mean, they were insanely detailed. So when I was following the events of this weekend, I thought, what the heck? I mean, the idea that something that close elevated wasn't something that had a sheriff standing on it, around it, what have you, just made zero sense to me. And then I hear this poor excuse of a leader for the Secret Service saying that, well, they didn't have people stationed there because the roof was sloped, which is like, excuse me, the people that took out the sniper were on a sloped roof. I don't get it. There's so many unanswered questions here I hope we get all the answers.
Well, I do too. And I hope that we get intensified on, the people that we're putting around Donald Trump. What made zero sense to me was Donald Trump's, 6'4", 6'5"? And here's some woman that's 5'5", maybe? How does that work? I don't get it.
JT, excuse me, if I had one more thing. I know that during an airline emergency, passengers will look to the flight attendants and listen to the captain's announcement to try to digest just how serious things are. If they see a panicked flight attendant, passengers panic, and that's never what you want to have. I think had President Trump been rushed off that stage, that what would have happened would have been people in the audience would have panicked, and they might have ran for the exits. Here we had a leader under duress, just been shot, stood up confidently, shook his fist, said fight. It really, I think, settled the crowd down to a point that you didn't have that panic, because that clearly could have happened, where there could have been injuries and or deaths had 15,000 people started flocking to the exit.
Well, it was incredible leadership in the face of death as he stood up with blood on his face saying, grab my shoes and, fight in his fist. I mean, it was just amazing. And as he's hitting the ground there, you saw the photo to the close-up as he's down, and I'm assuming and wondering, he's praying right now that my gosh, what just happened. But I'm telling you, Trump is a man of God now, and I think a changed man even more now because of this incident. Mm-hmm. So absolutely. Well, thank you, Jay, on that one. I do want to talk to you, speaking of Donald Trump and everything in the market, and you're with daytradefund.com. We saw some movement in the right direction here as far as the market and money's concerned.
It did. In fact, we saw on Monday the market's going up and did yesterday as well. And why did they go up? Because the stock market recognizes that Donald Trump is now becoming more and more of a considered possible favorite for the election. And they know he is very business friendly. And he knows that the market knows that if he is elected president, that much of what happened the last time around, we will see tax incentives cuts. We'll see things that are pro-business policies that will stem forward, trying to stimulate once again the small business activity across our great country. And and that will allow the economy to really start to boom again, and we can get on the right side of this inflation thing pretty quick. A lot can happen in the next 100 days, but the initial reaction from Wall Street was that it was it's something that they like to see happen, as far as not him obviously having the assassination attempt, but the idea that, okay, the reality is now it looks like he may be the next president, yeah. And that's one of the reasons we saw the markets moving as they did.
All right, let's talk about the Fed real quick here, hinting we might rather see an earlier than later rate cut, maybe in September.
Oh, yeah.
What are you thinking?
You want to wait to watch people lose their minds? Watch Jerome Powell give us a Fed rate cut in September and see what happens. Oh, he's doing that just for the president. No, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell has said that this 2% target they've been after, he said last week, you know, we don't have to be all the way to 2%. For us to start softening our position. That's all these people had to hear to go crazy, thinking, okay, now we're going to be looking at maybe a massive rate cut in September. And I'm thinking, please just calm down, because these people have been begging for rate cuts since this time last year. But the Fed's saying, look, we're getting closer. A lot of economic data, though, JT, between now and then. Have to wait, see how things go. But Jerome Powell seems to suggest it could be sooner than later, and that was good news for people on Wall Street. And September looks like the time he may do it, and that's just before the election.
Well, I'd like him to step in front of that microphone and say, I'm going to give a rate cut today. We're making this announcement on the reality that Donald Trump is going to be back in the White House, and I'm giving him a boost to kick things off. Boy,
wouldn't that be fun to watch? I want to watch the reaction of everybody who watches it. So, yeah.
Absolutely. All right, Jay, thank you so much. I really appreciate you.